This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Acoma Pueblo is considered the oldest continually inhabited community in North America, and only about 100 people or so still speak the Acoma Caris language. Many of these fluent speakers gathered earlier this month in Acoma to record their voices, saving words, concepts, and culture. They're hoping that someday soon, young people will speak the language too. It's a cloudy, drizzly day, but it's warm and smells like good food cooking in the Acoma Learning Center. In six separate rooms here, people, mostly elders, gather around tables with microphones in the middle. They've thought up all the Acoma Caris words that they can to describe thin people. Now they're going around the table and confirming them.
And a flat stomach.
Pishet. Kunachet.
Right? Sounds good.
Yay.
Seven? It's only seven, by the way, not the 11 we had for fat.
Oh my goodness.
These days, mostly adults and older folks speak this endangered language. The women here are working with a linguist from an organization called the Language Conservancy, who writes down their words phonetically. Until now, Acoma Caris has been an oral tradition. Becky Martin says recalling words also means recalling history.
I can remember, you know, where we went to go pray, where we went to go do things, where how my grandparents would describe, you know, this vast land or something like that.
Martin says the process of remembering makes her feel more connected to her family members.
It's a very neat, maybe a spiritual experiment also, because it does bring back memories. Talking about the land here.
We did sky, birds. We did birds, we did sun, we did communication.
In one of the other rooms, Daisy Lewis remembers a song she was taught as a child.
That's like a bird lives in a mountain. They're picking pinions also, like me.
This is not the first push in recent decades to remember and teach Acoma Caris. The language was always passed along from person to person, and Joe Aragon says that also transmitted feeling. He hopes that can still happen.
So we want everybody to have that feeling for every word or every phrase or every sentence that we have in our language. That's how we learned a long time ago, and we need to get that back.
Aragon says this attempt to save the language is different because they're creating a written dictionary. The world has changed so drastically when it comes to communication, he says, but tradition still matters. It's urgent that they start to document and teach the language now before too many elders are gone.
How many words have they taken with them? How many ideas have they taken with them? So we're the ones that are left, so we've got to try and protect what we have right now before any more are gone.
In the common area of the center, Fern Tortolita of the Pueblo's Department of Education finishes making tortillas and starts chopping green chili for the speakers' lunch.
That's the goal, is the younger generation becoming fluent speakers, becoming the speakers, instead of using English in the home, using Acoma at home.
The room fills up with people who've been preserving words all morning. Their goal is to hit 10,000, and they've got a poster of a thermometer on the wall charting their progress. Tortolita helps everyone get set up with plates of food and then sits for a minute in the hallway.
Nowadays, it has to be written. Our children are more visual. It has to be done. And that's the only way that our language will be preserved.
He lives on the Pueblo and is one of the people pushing for this emergency word collection effort. Once there's a dictionary, he says, it'll be used in homes and schools to revitalize the Acoma language.
If they say I'm Acoma, well, you know what, you should speak Acoma. For me, it's our way of life. You know, language is who we are as people.
And that's true across cultures, he says. Language is identity. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.